Back in August, a few folks got together and did the Florence Air Academy. It was Terry Tolmany, Sam Spade, with the current owner of Aero Legends and the previous owner of Aero Legends, brought this to the boys' club and said, hey, we'd like to give the kids an experience they won't forget. So we've got gathered with us here today some of the folks that were involved in that. Of course, Jack Davis with the Boys and Girls Club. We spoke to him earlier. And we've got Liz O'Conn and Elijah Lukos. Welcome. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Doing good. Thank you.
So what was the impetus for this? Sam, do you want to?
Well, about this time last year, I started thinking about something that we could do for the Boys and Girls Club and for the kids. And I talked to Terry about that, and we kind of kicked some ideas around. And we worked on a layout for how we wanted to do it. We didn't want to do it every day because we felt we would have, as old guys, have a hard time keeping up the pace. So we did it every other day and gave us time to do it. And it went over 2 weeks, 6 days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 2 weeks.
So, Terry, what was the schedule like? What was the plan? Was it like an introductory and then gradually move them into being able to get into the plane? Or?
Well, although this course was about airplanes, because Sam and I, in our career, was in airplanes, what we tried to do during the course is to let all the students think about, what do I want to do when I grow up? For us, it was airplanes. Early in the course, we asked everybody, what do you want to do when you grow up? And there's an old joke that says, when I grow up, I want to be a pilot. And the answer is, you can't do both.
Right.
Everybody gave us their, you know, what they wanted to do. And then we went through the week. But we brought in a lot of people who did things other than flying. So we really wanted them to start thinking out ahead of themselves. And if they were interested in flying, that was good. And then we kind of focused the week on flying.
One of the things I think was really important was that we had two gentlemen who are now captains with major airlines that graduated from Siusla High School. The first time they ever flew an airplane was at the Florence Municipal Airport. And then they also got their private license out there. So brought them in, let the kids see that there's somebody right here in River City that has done that and is now a very successful airline pilot. So once again, as Terry said, it's to give them the idea that they can do whatever they want to with their lives.
Now, Liz, you're a student at Siusla?
Yes, I am.
What year are you?
I'm sorry, what?
What year?
Oh, I'm eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Okay, so what was your reason for wanting to do this?
It seemed like a great experience, and I wanted to get to know planes a little more. So I decided to join when I was in the Boys and Girls Club and took the opportunity.
So you had already an affinity for airplanes. You already had kind of thought that this would be something cool.
Well, yes, because my dad is in the Coast Guard, and he has some experience with helicopters, and the aerodynamics seem pretty cool to me.
Yeah. Cool. Elijah, what was your reason for getting on board this?
Well, I'm pretty interested in aviation, and the main thing is that I saw that we would get to fly at the end, and I've just been dying to get an introductory flight to see, you know, before I commit to anything, if I actually enjoy flying. So that was my main reasoning.
Cool. Now, Jack, how did this come to you?
Well, it came to me, Sam actually and Terry were working with Chuck Trent prior to my coming on. I came in right before, about 30 days before the Air Academy started. And the beautiful thing about this is that the Boys and Girls Club has been expanding our mission to get kids to think beyond just graduation. Everybody, it's important that they graduate, but it's important that they have a game plan and a vocational desire after graduation. And when Sam and Terry brought this to us, it just perfectly fit in with the goals that we have.
Cool. Now, Sam, I know a little bit about your background. Terry, I don't think I've ever asked you, but I think you have a similar background. Did you do military flying as well?
Yeah, I was also at the Air Force. And in the Air Force, I flew little airplanes, so fighters, and then went to test pilot school. And then after I graduated from the Air Force, went off into some contractors and flew flight tests for contractors.
So you guys with similar experience, would you say that the best opportunity for aviation jobs or for people to go with this is through the military, or is there still some opportunity for folks if they want to do the private way or commercial way?
Well, the problem is, I think if you go commercially, it's going to cost you quite a bit of money. And my intentions were, when I got into college and everything, I went in ROTC and saw that I could fly, and basically they would help me with getting through college with the expenses. And so I decided that was the way I wanted to go, to get that experience by going through the Air Force.
How easy is it, or how difficult is it for people who go in there to get the opportunity to fly?
Into the military?
Yeah.
Well, actually, right now is a great time if anybody has a desire to fly, because all of the pilots who came through World War II and Vietnam and everything are flushing out. The military, the Air Force, and the Navy are a lot smaller now. And the airlines, so all those people who came through the military then went to the airlines and have been flying the airlines, they're all retiring now. What's the max age, 65 now?
65, yes.
So they're all retiring, and they're having a hard time replacing them. So if anybody is interested in becoming a pilot now, now is a good time to do it. So if you want to join the military, in my case, when I went to college, I was walking through the processing line, getting my room key and my linens and everything, and there was ROTC there. And they looked at me and they said, do you have 20/20 vision? And I said, yes. And they said, how'd you like to be a pilot? And I said, cool. And I signed there, and that was the next 30 years of my life.
That was that easy, yeah.
Yeah, it was that easy.
That's pretty cool. And I guess since the airline pilots are retiring, they're recruiting from military, right?
Right.
And so that means new military is going to be necessary in there.
So the other thing is the new rules for flying commercial now, to be a air transport pilot and fly the airlines, you need 1,500 hours before you can get that job. So getting 1,500 hours, paying for it yourself, is very difficult.
And that's total time, or is that commercial time, or is it?
It's total time, but it's what it is that's to be able to fly co-pilot.
Right.
It's not to fly in the left seat. So
right.
And beyond that, it's quite a bit more.
For some little tiny airline that nobody's ever heard of, right?
Correct.
Well, Elijah, did you eventually get to fly at the end?
Yeah.
So how was that experience?
Oh, it was awesome. It was beautiful up there.
Yeah?
Just amazing.
Did you fly in the right seat or left seat?
Left seat.
Oh, you got to fly in left seat. Oh, who was his pilot? You were?
Yeah, I was.
How'd he do?
He did great. So it was interesting, since I'm an active flight instructor, he could go in the left seat, and he was the student, and I was the instructor. So I let him do the takeoff. He did a great job with the takeoff, and then I was going to let him fly as much as he wanted to. But the interesting thing with Elijah was when we got airborne and he started looking out the window at the river and everything else.
Distraction?
He kind of said, you take it. I just want to look around here for a while.
Yeah.
How about you, Liz? Did you get to fly?
Yes, I did.
How was your experience?
It was an amazing experience. I loved flying. I sat in the right seat.
So you must have been with Sam.
No, I wasn't.
No? Who, you were with Terry, too?
No.
Or was it another?
We had another
pilot.
Pilots. We had a total of four pilots.
All right. But you still got to fly, though, right?
Yes, he did let me fly.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to tell you, I'll share a story with you about the first time I ever flew in a small plane. I was 10 years old. My sister and her boyfriend, he was a Border Patrol pilot. And so we went up in his Mooney, and he's out there, and he's flying. I'm sitting in the right seat, and he's getting ready to land. All of a sudden, I start kicking the rudder pedals, just pushed him. Hey, what do these do? I'm landing. That was pretty fun. That was an interesting learning experience for me there. But that's really cool that you guys got to do that. Is there some interest now that you've done it, more interest than there was before?
Yes, there is for me, yes.
So how do you plan on moving forward toward that goal?
I really enjoyed the Florence Air Academy program, and I'm looking forward to maybe doing it again next year because I just couldn't get enough of the experience of flying.
But I mean, as a career, do you think of it as a career?
Well, at the moment, I want to become a Supreme Court judge.
Oh, there you go.
I'm really into history and law at the moment. So that's my goal.
Wow, both are such great careers. They both have they both have important roles that they play. So I think either way you went, you'd be well-served there and well-serve our community.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the things that she mentioned right there I thought was interesting is she said that she wanted to do it again. And we had talked. We didn't know if we were going to use the same boys and girls next year or get different people. But what we're thinking about now is to having the people from last year that could apply
assist.
To be an intern
yeah.
with us and help us run the show and do the things and get a little more experience and get in front of the group. So I think that would be a great thing for these young people to be able to come back a second year, not as a student, but as an intern.
Now, Elijah, what about you? Do you have plans on moving forward with this kind of a career?
Yeah, I'm hoping on going through my 4 years of high school and trying to make it to the Air Force Academy and maybe going commercial after that.
Well, stick with this guy, and he can teach you the ropes there. Yeah. Sam will get you some knowledge on how to beat the system. There's no beating the system. You just have to excel in everything you do, right?
That's correct. Absolutely.
So there might be a next year for this.
Oh, there will be.
There will be a next year for this.
Yes.
Okay. One takeaway that you had from all this. I mean, exclude the flying and exclude, you know, everything. What was the greatest thing about this other than the flying? Liz?
Probably when the other people that have experience in their, oh, what's the word?
Respective fields?
Yes. They came over and talked to us about what their job was and how important it was and how they worked as a team to get their job done.
Cool. Elijah?
I'd say my biggest takeaway was just the vast, just base of knowledge that there was there. I just learned a lot of new stuff that I didn't know before.
Cool. So. Well, congratulations. You guys got to be on the inaugural vision here as it is created by these two gentlemen over here.
Inaugural flight,
yeah. All right. Jack, how about the Boys and Girls Club? What was the benefit for you guys out of this? I mean, obviously, I think I know, but go ahead and...
Well, we ended up with 13 extremely happy club members that were excited and pumped up and were looking way beyond graduation. And that's, like I said, that's the big
the
motivator. That's the
right.
goal. The goal is no longer graduation. The goal is now vocation.
So did some of the kids who didn't do it sit there and go, man, I wish I'd have done it?
Yes.
So, yeah, you guys talked it up a lot, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, thank you all for being here today. Before we end this up, I think there's something else that we're going to do here. Jack, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We, at the Boys and Girls Club, we want to show our immense appreciation for both Terry and Sam. And we have a couple of beautiful Myrtlewood plaques with some inlaid photos in them to express our extreme gratitude to you folks. And Liz, why don't you pick up one of them? And if Elijah, you could pick up the other one and just hand them over. That would be much appreciated.
Okay.
There is one other. Sam had another great idea for next year. Now, we will definitely do another Florence Air Academy, but do you want to talk about your idea?
If you got just a minute,
sure.
George, I was thinking of another academy, just like we did a two-week academy, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where we would actually, with a group of kids, build a house.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Sure. Yeah.
And I shared that with a contractor here recently in town, and he's excited about it. And so we're starting to move forward on that, which would be a two-week course, just like we did on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 2 weeks.
Cool.
And we'd actually would build a small house during that time frame.
So people look forward to that next year.
I think that'd be really great, because what it's going to do is going to get the kids start to learn something about the trades, and that's very important.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here today. I appreciate it. It's a lot of good information, and of course, maybe this will encourage kids and folks to get involved in this as well. So thank you so much. Coming up next, we'll be speaking with Tracy Markley, fitness trainer, and now new author here on Coast Radio's Our Town.